This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We've known for a while now that bias is a problem in this economy. Tainted decision-making driven by preconceived notions. But it's also true that the judgments we make, from hiring decisions to corporate strategy and more, differ from person to person or even in the same person on different days. Something as simple as the weather outside or the results of a recent football game can affect the decisions that people make. It's called noise. It is also the title of a new book from Nobel Prize-winning psychologist and behavioral economics pioneer Daniel Kahneman. I spoke to him the other day about what inspired the book.
I became interested in noise in the context of consulting, a large insurance company. Now, I asked the executives of the company a question that I would invite all your listeners to ask themselves as well. Suppose you take two underwriters. By how much do you expect them to differ in the premiums that they set? Now, clearly, it's a matter of judgment, so you don't expect them to agree perfectly. By what percentage do you expect them to differ? Turns out, the executives of the company had a number, and that number is the same number that probably occurred to you and occurred to most listeners. It's 10%.
That's so funny. That's literally what I was going to say. I was going to jump in. Absolutely. Yes, 10%.
I knew that because we've asked hundreds of people that question. That's what people think. 10% is sort of tolerable.
Yeah.
Now, when we actually measured it, the actual difference between two randomly chosen underwriters was 55%.
Huh.
So more than five times as much as people had expected. And it's that conjunction of there existing a major problem of variability in judgment and of the organization not even being aware that there is a problem. This is what motivated the writing of this book, ultimately.
There's a question that occurs to me, and I don't know how to say it other than to point out that you are looking for, you know, you rightly point out that these variations in judgment in a courtroom are completely unacceptable, and I understand that. But I wonder if you are tilting at a windmill here, looking for a noiseless society economy, when that can't really be, because what you have in this society doing all the deciding are people, and we are inherently noisy.
Well, how noisy is really the question. When an organization has employees in the same role who are really expected to be interchangeable, underwriters within a unit are supposed to be interchangeable. Patent officers, they're supposed to be interchangeable. That is, when you're interacting with the company, with the organization, you don't want to face a lottery where the number that the organization sets you depends on who happened to be on your case. So there are quite a few things that can be done to reduce noise. You want to give them guidelines, a checklist, give them a framework for comparing cases to each other. We call those steps decision hygiene. Basically, it's a kind of discipline to make them less noisy and incidentally also less biased.
Are you a sports fan at all, Professor Kahneman?
Not really.
No. I was going to ask you a question about instant replay and judgment and how that how it takes the human element out a little bit.
Well, it's not instant replay is supposed to take the human element out completely. And it's very clear that the reason that people instituted instant replay, that there was a lot of noise. A different referee looking at it from a slightly different angle might very well make a different call.
Danny Kahneman, his latest book is called Noise, A Flaw in Human Judgment. It's, I'll tell you, Professor, it's a little tough to wrap your brain around this one, you know?
That is actually a very important observation. Bias is easy to think about.
Yeah.
So a woman was not hired who should have been hired in a place where you suspect that there might be bias against women. You can detect that. Wrapping your mind about sets of cases and statistical stories is way harder.
Yeah.
And noise belongs to the latter.
Danny, thanks very much. I appreciate your time, sir.
Very good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice afternoon.
Bye-bye.